present.
Stuart Hughes, present.
John Greiner, present.
Okay, we're lacking one council member tonight, but we do have a quorum. Pledge of Allegiance, let Ryan Culp lead that one.
What an honor.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, any added agenda items? Corey, anything?
Yes, staff does have an added agenda item. All of you in front of you have a proclamation declaring September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week.
Okay. Public comments? Mrs. Greiner, anything to say out there?
Where's your wife?
Her and Sue's mother's at the United Way, some United Way meeting, I think.
I have no idea.
Okay, the consent agenda, which consists of what meetings? July 11th, 2018, council meeting minutes, July 12th, council meeting minutes, July 25th, council meeting minutes. And reimbursements, allocation for Grounded Cafe.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I think you're looking at somehow an old agenda in front of you.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, you were looking at the minutes. It's on the backside of the front page.
Yeah, just.
Hang on, we'll get there.
Reimbursements.
Approval of minutes, there we go. August 8th, 2018, August 22nd, 2018. And reimbursements, approval to council and staff reimbursements. Liquor license application for Huntington Headquarters LLC. Any comments on these?
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to abstain from voting on the consent agenda. You still have a quorum, so you'll be able to do that.
Okay, I need a motion.
If I have a question about something that was in one of the minutes? So it's actually minutes from, and I don't know if I was sleeping, but I just don't remember this at all. August 8th, at the very end, it talks about that our student on council replacements, and I don't remember having that discussion at all.
I wasn't here for that one.
Well, the two candidates were students.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that, and I noticed that was in the minutes. Did you guys, do you remember anything about that?
I don't recall.
Dawn, do you remember anything about that?
No, it's from my previous.
It's the number 20 on August 8th.
Year before or something.
Everything before and after looks important, though. That's bizarre.
I wasn't here for that one, but I can re-listen to the audio and double check.
Other than that one comment, I didn't see anything with the minutes.
I think you're right, I didn't hear his recitation either.
We'll revise accordingly.
Okay.
So do we pull that from the consent agenda until it's?
Pull those minutes?
Yeah, we can pull those and we can add them to next month's agenda.
So we're pulling the minutes from August 8th?
Yes.
So I make the motion that we approve the consent agenda minus the minutes from August 8th.
Second. First and second, and all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Consent agenda passed. We got to table.
Number seven.
Okay, next on the agenda items. Note in the minutes that I'm stepping in for the.
I will.
Thank you. Next would be the water wastewater services agreement with BioGreen Sustainable Energy. Staff?
Yes, obviously we just took a lot of time discussing that. The only piece I will add for transparency's sake is during our break between the executive session and the regular session, our city attorney, Jeremy Green, came back and I spoke with him briefly. He received a call from BioGreen and it was contemplating section 2.2, which is the section about the phase one environmental reports, which they agreed to perform and pay for those. And they had some questions concerning the language, not the intent of the paragraph, just the wording of the paragraph. And so based on what we discussed in the executive session, the motion to approve the agreement, if council sees fit, but also subject to legal revision, will allow us to continue to work with them on ironing out just the wording of that. It's very small and subtle, but that was, and for the sake of transparency, that was information I received 10 minutes ago during the break.
Okay. I'll take back over. Thank you. Any comments, council? Go for it. No, let's discuss that first. Do we have any objections to leaving that part open?
I think since they don't intend to remove the intent, I think if it's just a wording matter, that I trust Jeremy to make the appropriate revision.
Stu?
I agree.
Don? I agree.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to accept
I move that the council, one, approve the wastewater services agreement between BioGreen Sustainable Energy Company LLC, Deschutes County, and the city, which includes the restoration agreement, substantially in the form attached as attachment B, as exhibit B to the water and wastewater services agreement, subject to any revisions which city staff and the city attorney's office determine necessary or appropriate, which revisions may include without limitation necessary revisions requested by Deschutes County, and two, authorize direct the mayor to execute the final water and wastewater services agreement and restoration agreement when appropriate, subject to legal revision of.
And do we have a second on that?
Second.
Well, first and second, but I think we all have a roll call vote for some reason. This is pretty important. Connie?
Connie Brees, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Don Reiner, aye.
And our other council member's not here, so that's three and one's not, so it passed. Yeah. So it looks good. Okay, that's major stuff. So that's great. Thank you, everybody, that's been part of that. Let's go on to number eight, appointment of Phil Urban Renewal Vacancy. Who's going to cover this one? Anybody's here for that?
We had Dan Varco step back from one of the citizen positions on the council, and we put out for at least a month, if not more, a month and a half, a notice that we were accepting applications. We received two applications. The Urban Renewal Board neither applicant was in attendance, but they reviewed the applications last Tuesday, September 4th, and made a recommendation that the council appoint Gene Spetter to fill the vacancy on the board. Ultimately, it's up to all of you to make a motion and appoint someone to that vacancy.
Okay, it would have been nice to see a face here, but that's okay. So we need any discussion? Any comments from council on this appointment? If there's not, we need a motion for this person to be accepted under the renewal board.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, first and second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay. That's a final word.
We'll let her know. She hopefully will be on board for the October meeting. And then just so all of you do know, when January comes around post-election, there will be obviously some changes to the composition of council members on your renewal board. Right. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay, good. Move on to number nine. Memorandum of understanding or city access to school district property for sewer service lines.
Yes, in your packet there's an MOU that specifies and goes into detail this agreement. It specifically addresses some lift stations that we have on site at those three facilities, elementary school, middle school, and the high school, all have a pump station that's associated with them that pump to our First Street lift station. And those are our services, and this MOU just spells it all out for future, for reference, just if there's any problems in the future, we're gonna work together on any issues that occur there. We've gone back and forth on this MOU a little bit. We've met with them, me and Corey met with them here, well, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and spelled out some of the criteria we wanted in this MOU.
It's not changing anything, it's just memorializing who is responsible for what. It's, again, dealing with some of the ambiguity that we inherited of, well, when the districts had it, they went and helped here, but they didn't help there. Who's really responsible? And
some more clarity.
More clarity, exactly. And we let the school district's legal team and Bills take the lead on that one.
There's one thing in here that I want to clarify and put some more clarity in it is, you'll see that the district, which is the Lapine School District, Lapine Bend School District, they have a lift station as well on Coach Road that they own. And we have one there as well. So I want to make those two sound different, like call it lift station A and lift station B. So in the future, if someone else has taken my position, they know what those two lift stations are at the elementary school. It doesn't really say that in here. This says that they own and operate one there, and we own and operate one there. Let's specify the differences between those two. So we're gonna, you're probably gonna see that. We just wanted to bring it in front of you. I'm not, I mean, Corey will ultimately approve this.
Do you want them to vote on this?
Yeah, that'd be great. With some, just some minor tweaks would be great. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Any questions, Council?
Other than I appreciate that you're gonna label them that they're different lift stations, and maybe identifying how you can tell the difference between the two, or whether it's, you know, map location.
GPS coordinates. Yeah. I mean, they're like 30 feet apart too.
Right. Well, that, and that's what could easily be.
Right. They're very different in nature if you're there working on them, but reading a document like this, it's hard to tell the difference.
Sure. You never know what's going to be there.
Yep.
Okay. Council, anything else, Don?
No.
I tried to get them to take all the lift stations, but they didn't want to do that.
Well, I'm just glad you're catching up on all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. Okay, let's just have somebody make a...
I move we accept the Memorandum of Understanding between the Bend Lapine School District and the City of Lapine for the sewer line agreement.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, sounds great, Jake. Thanks for
the tweets.
Listen to it. Yes, thank you.
Okay, number 10, intergovernment agreement with Deschutes County regarding Wickhill Park and Ride. Okay, who's doing this one?
I'm gonna chat on this one a little bit. There's just a couple sections. Most of it's boilerplate. A couple sections I draw your attention to are section 3 and section 4 in particular. What this IGA does is it allows the city the full power and authority for the management, operation, and maintenance of the park and ride facilities at its current location. The ownership is going to continue to be the county. They're not opposed, and this is also spelled out in section 3, they're not opposed to the city taking ownership, but the reality is that the park and ride is actually contiguous with the parcel to the south of Burgess Road. So if the city so chooses, and this language is in there, we can go through, it'd be through our own planning department, a partition process to carve out that as a separate parcel and then record it at the county, and then we would have ownership of that. So if we choose to do that, we can do that. There's a bit of a process associated with that, but in the meantime, we have control and authority and maintenance of that. I asked them to a degree what, if any, they would be willing to contribute to help maintain that property. And in the best they could come up with under hard costs is that the city shall be responsible for any and all hard costs incurred by city related to the operation and maintenance of the real property, if and only if deemed necessary and agreed to by the parties separate from this agreement, the county may participate in operation and maintenance of the real property. So, the gist there is that we don't really have a plan fully for what we want to do there and how much that's going to cost. And so Jake and Melissa and the mayor, I know, met out there 2 weeks ago and are going to be working on, and also working with other partners, CUIC, who does the bus service, and we think they have a new bus shelter that they can bring to the table. Commute Options, who actually pays for the garbage service at that property, and also ODOT is willing to partner as well. So I think over the next few months, the goal for staff and the mayor and council is to come up with a plan. And then if we want, we can reach out to the county and see if they want to pitch in.
You know, and I just want to add a lot of reasoning not to turn over that. We don't know the appointment agreement with ODOT. We don't know what they want to do as far as Burgess and 97. So, you know, that's all up in the air. And I think Jake and Melissa and I, when we were out there, sort of thought that let's just give it an upgrade.
Short-term goals.
Yeah.
Like not long-term.
Not go crazy on it, but let's do new railings. Make it look attractive. I think Jake was going to get a hold of Mid-State as far as putting electricity, you know, out in the middle of it, so we get light up with sign. And we thought about taking this sign from, it was a temporary sign down here, and putting up there just to make it more appealing to people that make that corner and for tourists. And it's an image of Lapine.
I wondered if we could put if you're going to talk to Mid-State already, if we could talk to them about putting an electric car charging station there.
Cool. Electric where?
Electric car charging station there, yeah. Since it is a park and ride.
They have a meter or a box out there where lots of
people. We'll talk to them about it.
I mean, it is a park and ride. It seems like a logical.
They haven't been quick to get back to me on using the power that's there, so hopefully.
Right.
Sorry, but those are just some added details, but I think we have to accept this agreement first.
Yeah, I that's step one. And then obviously there's going to take some work and some figuring out and some discussion between council and staff and other partners, as I mentioned. I would also recommend that on the heels of piggybacking on this agreement, on the October 9th joint meeting between all of you and the county, there is further discussion that's needed on the multi-use path and the letter that we sent to the county requesting some designation on that. ODOT, Bob Townsend, will be at that joint meeting, and then obviously also county staff will be there. So that's kind of, it's separate from this, but to a degree I find it somewhat connected. So just a small update on that as well.
So this is step one of the three things that we proposed to them. And what we proposed was taking over the industrial park, the path, the bike path, and this one. So this is the first of the three that they have basically agreed upon, which I think is very needed in that area to, you know, just to start upgrading it. So let's go on to say, do I have a motion to accept this intergovernment agreement of the Deschutes County regarding with Gil Parker?
I so move.
Second?
Second.
First and seconded, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Okay, we accept that agreement. Yeah, and there'll be more coming, especially after that October 9th meeting, because it could get a little, I'm not saying hot, but discussions.
Mr. Mayor, doesn't part of that depend on what ODOT does with that intersection?
Right, so we don't, so as far as the city's concerned, we don't want to go crazier.
Right? Yeah, right.
But
exactly.
We do need to upgrade it a little bit. Okay, let's go on to number 11, employee handbook amendment for the health insurance adjustments. Corey, I'm sure you're going to take this one.
Yeah, we've talked about this one. And what this one-page amendment to the employee handbook does is it updates and clarifies what amount that we will contribute towards employee health insurance premium costs per month. We had discussed a range between $1,200 and $1,400. Working with Rich Allum, who is our insurance agent of record, and talking through it obviously with council, and when I was reflecting on it, I felt that splitting the difference for now was probably the most appropriate approach, and monitoring that as potentially insurance premium costs can continue to go up, but also keeping in mind with what we had budgeted this year and everything, this is well within that. So the goal, the other piece contemplated in this is the creation of the HRA VEBA account, which we had talked about as well, and the 50% of the difference between between the insurance contribution maximum minus the employee's actual health cost, premium cost that the city incurs would be contributed to HR to Viva. So it puts in place these two mechanisms. I'm continuing to work with Chase McCarthy from Gallagher, which is the company that sets up the HR to Vivas. I'm talking with him tomorrow morning. There are several steps to get that in motion. The plan would be for these health insurance changes to take effect October 1. That's my tentative goal at this point. I don't know if we're gonna be able to hit that, but this and then the next agenda item were two critical pieces in continuing that momentum.
Okay, let's just do it this way. I mean, the next one's the biggie, but the handbook. Let's have a motion to employee handbook amendment for health insurance.
Can we discuss it before we make a motion?
Pardon?
Can we discuss it before we make a motion?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody have anything to say on this one?
I guess my only question is this, and I don't know if it's something that's changed or not, because I can't tell from the amendment to the handbook whether it's changed language or current language, based on what we were given. So, and then I was a little surprised that 20-hour employees got the same benefits, so part-time basic employees.
Those working more than 20, yeah. Not less than 20 hours, yeah.
So basically a part-time employee would be entitled to.
They would be eligible. And I believe that's per ORS state law.
Okay.
Is my understanding.
Okay. All right. I guess it's something that I hadn't seen and I didn't know if it was changed language.
It's
so
new.
It's new state law.
Okay. Yeah, and in my mind I don't envision.
Well, you don't currently have one.
We don't, and I don't envision a circumstance where we would. And there's actually, when we hire an employee, the first 90 days, they're not eligible for benefits. So if we hired a seasonal worker or a temporary worker who happened to be part-time, they not necessarily would qualify for that. So it's not, if that makes sense
yeah.
as well.
No,
so,
just like I said, I couldn't tell what was changed and what was new, so
yeah,
I wasn't sure about that.
I'm sorry, I could have made that a little clearer. My understanding is that other than some updates in terms of ORS law, the only changes to our current employee handbook are moving that cap up and then also including the language in terms of the HR and
Viva.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification.
And the employee handbook, and of course, that can be changed at any point in time. It's not locked in.
Correct. It's right. Yeah, and to change it, we need to go through a process like this
right.
where it comes to council. In this case, it can be amended by a simple by motion. It doesn't need to be a resolution or anything.
But this basically allows for number 12. You know, that's all.
I just wanted that clarification.
Yeah, that's good. Any more questions? I'm sorry I didn't ask. Anything else on the handbook? Okay. I need a motion to change the amendment of the health insurance adjustments in the employee handbook.
I move that we adjust the employee handbook to amend for current health insurance adjustments.
Okay.
Second.
First and second, and all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Okay, that's passed. And then that leads on to number 12, a resolution, number 2018-8, resolution authorizing the establishment of health reimbursement arrangement, voluntary employee benefit association. HRABEBA plans. So.
Yeah, this is the HRABEBA. Section 1, as I articulated earlier, is our intent is to have it effective by October 1, that the employer, the city, elects to participate in the plans and trusts as presently constituted or hereafter amended, using the trust as its plan administrator for the benefit of the eligible employees as defined by employer policies, i.e. the handbook amendment that all of you just passed, or collective bargaining agreements, which we do not have. This resolution language is fairly boilerplate, and also what it references is the employer policy sheet and form that I attached. It's unsigned, but that I attached to the resolution. And why I'm drawing your attention to this is that the box that is checked lines up with the language that was included in the employee handbook amendment, and that articulates the excess monthly benefit dollars. So we provide a contribution of $1,300 per month to an eligible employee. excess monthly benefit dollars. Eligibility is limited to employees with excess monthly benefit dollars provided by employer. Employer contributions shall include 50% of that excess monthly benefit amount. And so again, that lines up with what we talked about and what was put in place with the employee handbook. This is our way of communicating with HRA Viva so that they know, with Gallagher, so that they know what our policies are and what to expect.
I'd like some comments from council members on this one, because this is a lot of money that we're forking out up and above prior years. So Don, you have any comments on this at all?
I was concerned about the amount of money too. I don't know. I mean, we've already lost one employee. Part of it was better benefits where she went to. I think it's very important, but again, you look at the local employers and what they pay their employees. I guess looks like we're pretty much into it. I think we're probably going to have to pass it, but it seems to me like it's a pretty high, pretty big expense.
Okay, Stu, you have any comments on this?
Well, I think, you know, you just mentioned, I think earlier in the meeting, there was a comment made about keeping good employees, and this is one way you're going to do it.
Right.
A lot of companies are doing this type of a benefit, and I think it would be in the best interest of the city to make this type of investment so that it is in place for our current employees and our future employees. Otherwise, you do run the risk of not getting good employees. And I think it's also a way of saying thank you to the employees on behalf of the city and the citizens. They're doing a good job, and we care about you. And I think it is the council's responsibility to make sure that our employees are well taken care of, and this is one way to do it. So I think it's a good investment. Yes, it's a little expensive, but you got to do it. I'm in favor of it.
You coming?
I had some concerns at first, and I think that staff provided excellent resources to prove that we were competitive, or, you know, making these adjustments would make us competitive with other similar employers. And I think that based on the candidates we've had for the current positions, you know, people want to come to work for the city of La Pine, and I think we want to retain those good candidates, the good potential candidates, and good employees when we get them. And although we did lose the current employee, I don't think that was the only reason. I think personal growth was also involved in that, you know, and that she had an opportunity that she could move forward in her life. So I think that I agree with Stu. It's necessary, and we've reviewed competitive employers.
Okay, I just want to say that, you know, every, not just a public entity, but everybody's dealing with health insurance now. And actually, this, compared to some places, this is a very small amount that we're adding to our budget to keep our employees happy and give them what's fair, you know, fair health insurance. I was up and talking to Tom O'Shea today, and up to the resort, and they're decided to keep their good employees. They're kicking in 100% of all their health care, you know, but that's the resort that making a lot more money in the city of the park. But everybody's dealing with that, and I just think this is only fair. If we want good people to work for us, we have to have, you know, good benefits. So does anybody want to make a motion for the resolution 2018-8?
I make a motion we approve of resolution number 2018-8, a resolution authorizing the establishment of a health reimbursement arrangement Voluntary Employees Benefit Association HRA Viva plans.
Second motion. First and second. Everybody say aye.
Question.
Yes, go ahead.
I think, Corey, did you have?
I didn't need to say anything. I was gonna say that the HRA VEBA actually gives us an opportunity in some cases to save money if an employee waives off our insurance. That was the last piece I was gonna say. So it totally depends on the makeup of our employees and who's waiving off and who's not. And I'm sorry, Stu, I was hesitating. I appreciate you.
It's okay, I noticed that, so I thought I better.
Sorry, I didn't notice it.
That's it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Resolution number 2018-8.
I missed that. Did we actually have ayes? I heard myself.
I heard one.
I didn't have a chance to say before.
And Stu didn't either, so.
I voted aye.
Let's go back. Resolution number 2018-8. We got a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Resolution passed. Sorry. I was hacking the record. Wouldn't they, it goes another direction. Okay, other matters, Corey?
Yeah, so I spoke with, I'm trying to pull up her email right now. Yes, that's what I, yeah. We had that proclamation and here we go. Okay, so Kristen Swayze, she had emailed, she is a member of she's actually the regent of the Ben chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And so she had sent a proclamation request to us, and I failed to get it on our work session agenda last month. She was nice enough to follow up. And this is the added agenda item in front of you for consideration, is the proclamation recognizing this September 17th through the 23rd. As Constitution Week, and down into the Air Force section, if you see fit, proclaiming that week Constitution Week, and also urging citizens to study the Constitution and reflect on the privileges afforded therein. So,
okay, and I'm going to ask the student council president to read this. I don't know if I can get to you there or not, and then we'll vote on it.
Okay. Before the City Council of Lapine, proclamation. Proclamation declaring September 17 through 23 as Constitution Week. Whereas it is the privilege and duty of the American people to commemorate the 213th anniversary of the draft of the Constitution of the United States of America with appropriate ceremonies and activities. And whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17 through 23 as Constitution Week. Therefore, be it resolved that the City of Lapine Council does hereby proclaim the week of September 17 through 23 as Constitution Week, and urges all citizens to study the Constitution and reflect on the privilege of being an American with all the rights and responsibilities which that privilege involves. Approved by the City Council this 12th day of September 2018.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the proclamation?
Second.
Second.
First and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Proclamation passed.
We have a,
sorry, we gotta have some fun here.
No, we have a fancy version with a nice letterhead that Holly put together to sign, and then we'll get that to Kristen.
Okay, great. Wow, this is becoming a short meeting here. Okay, public comments. Mrs. Greiner, anything? Nothing. Brian, nothing. Okay, staff comments, start with you, Corey.
I'll keep it brief.
I hate it when he says that.
It's just a setup. You guys know me well enough now. So thank you for working with us on rescheduling some meeting dates. I know we've got a lot going on. I know as we transition into fall, kind of can be an inclination to kind of for things to slow down as terms start to wind down, but we got to keep things moving on several projects, so I appreciate that. That's my segue into our work session on Tuesday, September 25th. We're going to have an agenda item on there, and we'll send out a reminder, but we need to talk about what agenda items all of you would like on the joint meeting agenda with the county, and maybe even discuss some of those meetings as a council ahead of time going into that meeting. So I just want to put that on your radar, but we'll send out a reminder, but be thinking of any questions or issues or things that you'd like to talk about with the county commission. I'm happy to talk about those with you, and or definitely we'll have time at that work session to talk about that. That's all I have.
Okay.
Yes, a few things up there. I'll keep it short as well. You'll notice in some of the checks, there was a check for Deschutes County Road Department. We've collaborated with a project and did some chip sealing this summer. You can remember in our budget, specifically on page 36, we budgeted $32,000 to do chip seal for Riley Drive, Betty Drive, and Betty Court in Preble Way. You'll see a check that came across for Deschutes County. It was a little bit over that. That was our best guess at that time based on oil prices and stuff. Came in a little bit above. We definitely have the funds to cover it. Just wanted to let you guys know that. Also, we're doing a small project with Midstate. We are taking a light that got taken out of this current project on the highway and placing it in front of River Run Chiropractic Center on Huntington Road. There's been a need for a light there over the last few years, and finally we're getting one there. It's gonna work out well. We're gonna do the power right. You know, initially the way they had power there wasn't ideal for the city or for Midstate, so we're gonna rectify that and make it done the right way. So you'll see a check to Midstate for well as well in the current checks, and we're gonna have a new employee starting for Public Works, a lead worker, October 1st. Very good candidate, very well interviewed. We're pretty excited for it. The person's been in the industry for about 15 years in Central Oregon, so I think it's gonna work out well.
Great. I'm gonna blame it on Jake. Maybe think of something.
Go for it.
On the hiring front as well, we had interviews for the administrative assistant position. We had several very, very qualified candidates. I'm reaching out to references right now. I anticipate that we will have someone on by October 1st or sooner. So, you know, as we have our next meeting on the 25th, they might be here at that point. I don't know. So exciting on that front as well. I know I am, and other staff are looking forward to all these changes settling down. But in the long run, we're going to be in really, really good shape.
Okay, that's it, Jake. Okay, Melissa, what do you got for us? We got something. What's going on in the planning department?
It's very busy. So I don't have anything. I can think of a couple. So I have a meeting on the 19th to walk with some consultants that are going to be working with Eric in the city on Huntington Design in Morrison. So street to be cohesive and have an actual design for the downtown. Should be cool when our new code goes into place.
Okay.
New code draft 2 for hearing's gonna come out the end of September. Doing a lot of work behind the scenes on that, trying to get a Title 4 report done and some other things. And then we'll have to notice that and take it to hearing. What was the other thing? There's one more thing.
What about this morning?
What happened this morning?
You wanna mention that? The meeting with Frontier Days?
Oh, we had a meeting with Frontier Days and her husband. As you'll notice, some of you might have noticed they're putting some dirt in, making kind of a driveway kind of situation. It was good. It was a good talk. They know now probably where they need to go and what procedures they're going to have to do, and the city also has a good idea of where they're going. That was productive.
Okay, along those lines, I just want to ask, what did the county have to say about putting that driveway in? Nothing? No comment?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. To be determined.
Yeah.
To be determined.
Yeah.
And we made that very clear to Frontier Days.
Yes.
That they have to get the permit, the right permitting and everything.
There is a process.
Yeah, and there may not be. I mean, they're doing everything right. I'll just let you know right now, they're not doing anything wrong at this point.
Okay.
So
that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's make sure it doesn't get to that point.
No, and that's what the meeting was the basis for that. So yeah, I think we're on board and everything's gonna work out. So.
Do you, for public, since we're talking Frontier Days, the property that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is what?
Is.
We just run it out.
What or what?
No, is what property are we?
It's out Sixth Street, doesn't have an address, it's out Sixth Street.
It's that old platted township, right?
Where the fireworks stand is?
Well, yeah, Corey, go ahead.
I mean, it's in this vicinity.
It's split zone.
How many acres?
Forty.
How many was it total?
Forty acres around, it's split zoned, half of it's traditional commercial, half of it's residential.
A lot of it's in the wetland, floodplain.
They're gonna get it delineated, because what looks like it maybe may not, so.
There, is that the area where there's already a lot of lots?
Yes.
There's right of way, there's a roundabout.
There's streets.
There's streets, right of way.
Alleys.
Yeah, one thing that we talked about, not to hijack the conversation, but overall, this plat that was put in place before Deschutes County existed, this was in Crook County, 1912 or something. This is also north of this is where the rodeo is located. And there's also kind of a mishmash of some residential. What we agreed upon is that the city, we need to have kind of a holistic approach to tackling all of that area, because council in the past has done right of way vacations with people doing homes and whatnot. It's a messy area. There's a lot going on. Frontier Days is aware of what the opportunities, but also the challenges. And we think that there's also an opportunity for us to try to just clean some other things up at the same time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all.
Anything else, Melissa?
No.
Okay, Holly, you have anything to say over there?
I do. Your laptop's already. Finally. So if you would like to see me after, I have your laptop back, a charger, a loan agreement to sign, and your actual laptop. So if you can, they're all ready. It'll just take a second if you want to grab them on the way out. Next meeting, I won't plan on printing hard copy packets, except for those who have requested to still receive them. I will still print a hard copy of the agenda for everyone to go off of.
Okay. Yeah, they're so we get used to them.
You don't want to just get thrown in?
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
I can do packets for the work session at the end.
Okay, and these are to be used specifically for city?
It outlines in the agreement that they are for city business. However, it does allow for you to like check your personal email.
Just be prepared that anything you do on this laptop could be subject to public.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
So do whatever you want on it. Don't get the city in trouble and be prepared to be on the front page of the bulletin.
Right.
Yes. So that's that. Sled reservations are made. The annual luncheon, if you did not get a confirmation, let me know. But you should have received an email already.
I answered it three times so far.
Huh?
That doesn't mean I lost six tickets, but I've answered it three times.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's been a little... Tracy and I were trying to coordinate, so she might have gotten something and I wasn't aware, or vice versa, so we're trying.
How many goes back in the economic
development? Election? You should have, if you were running, which I guess is just common in this room, right? The 10th was the deadline to submit your voter pamphlet info. So the next thing that's going on is that the ballots will be mailed out to the public on the 17th, and then election day on November 6th. I thought we would have more in attendance of people that were running.
Is that the 17th of October?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's when the ballots will be mailed for everyone to make their votes. They're doing election night results at the clerk's office. Again, that really only relates to you. I thought maybe you would have more people in the room that would care. And the candidates that are running are posted now on website and on the city's Facebook page. We did get 2 phone calls. I suspect we'll get more from people who are wanting to know who is running. League of Oregon Women Voters or something like that called, and then the bulletin.
But they're on our webpage, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's it. And then League of Oregon Cities Conference coming up. Connie, I need to talk to you about that. And Dawn, after the meeting. Just really quick. That's it.
Okay. Great, council. Start with you, Connie.
I've been kind of hiding out in the woods, so I don't have really a whole lot of updates, but I did attend COIC board meeting this month, and we have extended an offer, but it's still not public yet. Who we've extended an offer to, so.
Female.
Yeah.
I can't answer. We had an executive session as well.
Can you give us additions?
But we're excited about, you know, we had two great candidates, so we're definitely excited about that.
I just want to ask you something about that, is how long Karen is gonna remain?
So she extended that a little bit because we were hoping to have someone on board.
Before this.
A little bit sooner than they can be, so she did extend, you know, to make sure that, but also paying attention to her retirement and what she has to do that, so, yeah, and just talking with, you know, I'm sure that some of you probably have seen the news that we have issues with bus workers striking, but they are our subcontractor. They are not actual COIC employees that are striking. And so that came up at the meeting, and discussing that, we allowed them to voice what was going on, and we're trying to figure out our best options, whether, you know, COIC takes all employees in-house and we don't subcontract those anymore, because we do have drivers in-house as it is, so, and what that looks like. So that was a pretty big issue that's coming up, and then trying to get them on board with helping out in some way with the transit center and some funds that direction. So it's been pretty good meetings lately, and
good.
Excited good. About the direction of that board for sure. So.
Okay. Stu, anything for me?
Just like to encourage the council to attend the SLED luncheon that's coming up. As Holly mentioned, you know, make sure you get your tickets. It's going to be a good event.
I think we're all attending.
I did take a vote, so I don't know. I'm just saying, extending the invitation. Don?
I ordered two tickets. I haven't received them, but I did.
Okay. A lot of work had been put into it. And what else? About it. Good SLED meeting. There are going to be some vacancies on the SLED board, so council will have to appoint some positions to that.
I don't think that's something council does, does it?
Well, the council one will be.
The council one.
Oh, the council one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until January.
I know, but then I started thinking it'll be here before you know it.
Okay.
Just like trick or treat. That's it.
That's it.
Thank you.
Don?
First of all, because of the turmoil here, I mean, the changes and everything, the checks didn't get available until almost 5 o'clock tonight. About 4:30, I got a call and said they were ready. So therefore, I haven't completed the going through the original check on them yet. And that's going to take 15 or 20 minutes. The rest of the checks are ready for signature, for somebody else's signature. What else was it? I was something else I wanted to say too.
I can stay and help sign checks.
Okay. Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what else was it? The tickets for the convention.
League of Oregon.
Thursday night, yeah.
League of Oregon.
Thursday night lunches, is that going to work?
For?
Or we pick them up there.
For the cocoa dinner?
No, the one at the convention. League of Oregon Cities meeting.
But you're talking about the dinner, Don. It's the cocoa dinner.
The cocoa.
Yeah. We've RSVP'd,
yeah,
Connie, and you.
Yeah, you're RSVP'd.
Okay. So, yeah, you won't need a hard physical ticket or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's because I'm always hungry, so I'm working with you.
We want to make sure your meals are covered.
And we won't mention what happened last year.
Yeah, we all had a good time.
Just kind of disappeared on this time.
We aren't going to say anything about drinks or anything like that.
I'm sure happy we're not going to have very many people there, but Connie and I, and I'm sure we can handle it.
Okay, is that it done?
Corey will be there too.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah. Okay, mayor's comments, I can't express enough how much I'm glad this biomass contract is over. And I'm sure Corey and staff feels that same way. This has just been to me, a nightmare. I mean, not really a nightmare, but it's just dragged out. I feel way too long, and I'm glad it's over and done with. And I really hope this whole thing pans out, because it's going to be a great addition to the South, not just Lapine, but South County. And I'm sure it's full speed ahead. Now we can be more partners them instead of little battling back and forth on a contract. So, and I'm so happy about that. I'm thrilled that we got a new public works employee, but I still have to voice that our public works buildings look like, and Colleen, my wife says I can't swear anymore, but they don't look good. The swale behind Taco Bell, we might not have, I mean, there's no sense of landscaping yet if we're gonna keep it the way it is. It's just ugly. And a city manager is, I don't know who's responsible for that, but we got a...
Taco Bell?
By Taco Bell, our swale on 97.
The big swale along the highway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's weeds. I mean, it looks as bad as it was before, and we spent money landscaping that. We got a, and our city manager says that we got a, it was part of the...
First Street project?
The health center. We added it into the health center. Anyways, it won't take much, and I'm hoping, you know, after this new employees on board, that we can beautify this city property a little bit more. That's all. I've been harping on this forever, and I think it's about time it's done. When you pull in the city, we got great landscaping on First Street, but the first thing you see is that swale and weeds and crap. Yeah, and the public works need a new sign. We just gotta make sure our city property looks nice, because all our partners with businesses are making their businesses look nice. We gotta set an example. So. I did have a meeting with Tom O'Shea and the HR person up to the resort, and they're concerned about buses, transportation. So that's something we're gonna have to think about in the future. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that as much as it is more county, but it's a COIC thing.
That's interesting. They've had some funds, if that's okay if I comment on that. We've had some funds at different times to do test routes in different areas that we've kept,
right,
and some that we've abandoned, but it may be something that we can bring up to do a potential.
And it wouldn't take a lot now that Huntington's finished. You know, that's their whole thing. But they're starting to. Well, this new HR person is new up there. You know, that's his main concern is transportation.
Yeah, I can reach out.
So I was going to tell you that you know, that's why I wondered if Karen's still on board. I promised them I'd give them a call, but you're the representative there for COIC, so I think it's, you know, it's a no-brainer. They're the largest employee in South County, 950 employees, and most lot of them are from Lapine. So we should, you know, have transit up there.
Yeah, well, I know they've partnered with, you know, Mount Bachelor and other employers to do similar situations. So yeah,
this is sort of a no-brainer. It should be able to be done. So, Corey?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Thinking to myself. Keep everything in order here.
Yeah. Okay, and that's it. I'm
I'm just happy we got that one big item out of the way and we can move on. The streetscape here is looking great, I think, and all you get is positive comments of it now. I mean, it looks like it's supposed to have been there all the time. I mean, the entrance ways to the businesses, I talked to a few businesses and everybody's happy. So I just think that's a big positive for the Pine. If anybody, I went to the affordable housing today and I'm still always amazed on how fast they're going on. Talked to Habitat, they're excited to get their thing going next year. I mean, everything's a positive. I know there's gonna be a big turnover come January, but everything's in line now. It's just a matter of finishing everything up and getting them. And it's just, even talking to the people at the resort, they're just amazed on how nice the city of La Pine is looking. We're actually partners with Sun River now. You know, we aren't a low-life entity here. That's it. What are you doing, Gordon?
Nothing.
Okay.
One more.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
To the city manager, we heard anything more about the small cities program?
That is scheduled for Friday the 21st, if I have my date right. We are gonna have it at Mid-State Electric.
Okay.
At their conference room.
Do we know how many people is coming yet?
We don't. They don't know who all is RSVP'd. I think they're expecting 20 to 25. Tracy has been working with Christy at LOC on the logistics. Yeah, it's from, I have it on the calendar from 10:30 to 1:30 approximately. That's probably a little extra time on both ends.
Is there, in relation to that, Don, do they usually do anything where they, do we do anything where we present other cities with anything, or?
They were supposed to supply the lunch. That's basically what it is. And usually what they do is they start their meeting at 11 o'clock and they kind of go around and get introductions done. They pick up their lunch right at 12. They eat their lunch during the 12 o'clock to 1 and meet at the same and talk at the same time. And then they dissolve at 1 o'clock and everybody goes home. That's usually the way it's been in the past. But with the new state of people involved, I can't tell you what they're doing, if they're gonna make a change or not.
Okay.
As this will be the first meeting with this area.
Okay. More to follow on that one.
Yeah, we'll send out an email to council by the end of this week or early next, or we'll forward any information as well.
But it would be nice if all the council members showed up for that. That'd be great. Sure. Okay, I think that's it. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
First and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Greiner, did I hear from you?
Aye.
Okay. I didn't know if you fell asleep over there. Okay, all opposed say nay. Meeting adjourned.
Good job, people.
I wonder if a shot of brandy would take
this. I think you need a doctor.
A doctor and stuff?
I think you need a
brandy.
Doctor.
Brandy. I hate those guys.
Not that a shot of brandy might help you right now, but a doctor's going to be in the long run.
But you're right, it would be nice.
After
September.
I can't.
I can't.
Brandy and a